Testimony of James Ellis, leader of police patrol, concerning the raid on Cato Street conspirators. TNA catalogue reference HO44/4/115. James Ellis, number 22 Paradise Row, Palmer's Village, to the Fields St Margaret's, Westminster, conductor of the Bow Street patrol and constable upon his oath, saith, that on Wednesday night, about 7:30, Mr. Stafford of Bow Street office directed witness to take Richard Smithers, John Sermon and William Gibbs and to proceed to the corner of John Street, Edgware Road, as quick as possible, and that there they would meet Mr. Burney, who would give them further orders. Found Mr. Burney, said he expected the military, and to wait a little while. In about 20 minutes, Mr. Burney called them together. Inquiry was made, but does not know as to what numbers were in the room and if Thistlewood was there. Mr. Burney gave witness a warrant to apprehend Thistlewood and 13 others, signed by Mr. Baker. Mr. Burney was told there were 12 or 14 in the room. There were about 12 officers. The military, not coming in time, they proceeded to the house or stable. Ruthven opened the door and went in first. Witness followed him, and the rest came into the stable. Observed a man with belts, musket or fuses on his shoulder, and sword by his side, and Ruthven desired someone to take charge of him. Witness gave him to another man to take care of him, observing at the same time he was a man of colour. At that moment Ruthven was at the foot of the ladder. He went up, witness followed him, and was immediately followed by the deceased Smithers. Before he got up the ladder, he heard the clattering of swords, heard Ruthven say, "We're officers, seize their arms," or "Lay down your arms," I do not know which. Upon coming upstairs, Ruthven turned a little to the left to go round a table or a carpenter's bench. Observed a number of men falling back to the back part of the room, apparently all armed, and 3 or 4 men backing into the little room toward the right, all armed with swords and cutlasses, when a tall man immediately extended his arm with a sword and brandishing it in a fencing attitude at witness. Witness held up his staff to show what it was, and presented a pistol with his right hand and desired him to desist, or that he would fire. At that moment, Smithers rushed past witness and endeavoured to get into the little room. Saw a tall man draw his hand back and made a push and struck Smithers on the breast, who threw up his hands, fell towards witness and immediately exclaimed, "Oh my God!" And witness immediately fired at the man who had killed him and missed. A rush came against witness and he fell from the top to the bottom of the stairs. 2 or 3 shots were fired in the stable where he was. Is not aware that any officer fired but me. Heard the cry of "Stop him!" in the street. Witness saw a man running. Witness pursued and took him in the street. Laying hold of him, he made a cut at witness with a long sword. His name is Davison, a man of colour. Believes it was the same man kept the door. Has since seen Thistlewood, and he is the man who struck Smithers. Did not know him before. It was a light sword. As soon as Davison was secured, witness left him in charge of 2 of their people, and when he returned, he found the military in the place were overawed by the soldiers, and they proceeded to tie them together and sent them to Bow Street. Found Smithers dying or dead. Found a pistol, a bayonet, a quantity of ball cartridge and some bullets, and several other articles were picked up others. James Ellis, sworn and taken before me, on Friday, the 25th day of February, 1820. Thomas Stirling, Coroner for Middlesex.